And thank you for having me on this presentation, to do this presentation on authenticating open source cloud applications with LDAP. So let me just, how do I change the slide here? Just give me 1 second. I'm trying to figure out how do I change the slide. All right, I hope everybody can see the slide. So I'm just a few words about myself. My name is Isha Sukan. I'm a systems architect at Lassen Hotchner Limited, a media company in Mauritius. I am an OpenSUSE member since 2009. I'm also in the an election official in the OpenSUSE election committee. Recently, I've got a very fun project. I've been setting up OpenSUSE mirrors in Africa and in Indian Ocean islands. I have a keen interest in number resources, policy discussions within the Africanic region. So that's about me. Let's come on this presentation now. So LDAP, it stands for Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, which is an industry standard application protocol to access directory services and directory information. So LDAP itself per se is not a server. Okay, LDAP is a protocol. It is drafted by the Internet Engineering Task Force, and it is very well specified and defined in RFC 4511. But in order for us to use this protocol, to use LDAP, we need a server. And some of the popular implementations of LDAP are FreeAT9 directory server, OpenLDAP, and Apache directory server. There are a few others, but I guess these three are the most popular ones, and they are almost everywhere. Anyone using, at least, using LDAP. So in OpenSUSE, if you want to use the 389 directory server, it's pretty straightforward. It is already in the OpenSUSE repositories. So zipper install and 389-ds will install the server for you. And the next thing that you need to do is to start an instance of that server using the command dscreate interactive. Sorry. In this one, it's going to start, how do you call that? An interactive mode where you will get a set of questions on how you want to set up your directory server. And once that done, it will be up and running. You can verify that port 389 and port 636 are open. 389 is, how do you call that? Unencrypted, it is basic, it is plain text. And 636, over this one, the directory server is going to run, all the communication are going to be encrypted. It is going to generate a self-signed certificate, which of course you can replace it by a proper one later on. So now you have a directory server. How do you access that directory server and you start browsing it and you start, you know, creating resources? So to use that, one of the tools that I found which very easy to use is Apache Directory Studio. It is open source, it's free to use, it's based on Eclipse, so you will need to have Java on your machine to run it. And it's cross-platform, you have it for Linux, for macOS, and for Windows, but unfortunately on the latest Apple M1 Silicon, it's not supported. Also, if you're using an Arc, like Arc-based processor, it's not going to work. So this is a screenshot of Apache Directory Studio running, and it's pretty straightforward how to use it. But if you're new to LDAP or anything regarding directory services, I would highly recommend to check this blog by William Brown. He's an engineer at SUSE itself, and he wrote very good documentation about LDAP. Also, he has developed it's not a directory server, but it is an implementation of directory server. It's called Canidium. Cani, it's written in Rust, and Cani stands for, I think in Japanese, it stands for crab. And since the mascot of Rust, the Rust project, is a crab, he called this project Canidium. So Canidium, basically, it is a way for people to organize resources, users, user access, user specifications, definitions, etc. And Canidium makes it available in different formats, such as you can have OAuth, you can have LDAP, you can have several other formats through which you can query the directory server. And okay, let's come back to 389 directory server. Typically, what I do when I run it and I have to connect to it, I just use an SSH tunnel. So this is a pretty straightforward command to create a tunnel to access the directory server running on port 389, to have it locally, and then you can use Apache Directory Studio to connect to it. So here you can create a new LDAP connection using the Directory Studio. And since I have already created a channel, I just have to specify it as localhost and put the local port that I have specified in the previous command. And I should be good to go. The next step would be to provide the authentication, the details. So yes, here I'm binding to the LDAP using the default, the default account on the directory server, which is something that when you run DS create in interactive mode, it is going to ask you these questions about creating the first administrative account. We call it the directory manager. Like it's a standard. It's not compulsory to call it like that, but it's just a standard. So yes, using Studio, you create a new connection, you specify the password, and then you're good to go. So DS Create interactive mode also allows you to create some sample, resources, yes, sample resources. So by default, if you do that, you're going to have some resources like people. It's already going to create a user resource in that. And you can play around. In the default setup, you will have a user resource, but that user resource will not have email addresses and passwords. So to create those attributes, you can simply right-click anywhere within the Directory Studio window, and you select new attribute here. And voila, you can to add an email address to that user account, you can just type mail, press next, and specify the email address. Also, to set a user password for that account, you can do the same thing, right-click, select new attribute, and just specify it, user password. And one thing I must say here is when you're using Directory Studio, whenever you're adding a new attribute, once you start typing, it's going to give you hints what are the different what are the different possibilities of attributes that you can specify in this specific resource. So okay, I have my user password attribute set. I can specify a password now, and I can select the different kind of hash method. So MD5, SHA, there is a list of hash methods there from which you can select one. So that's it. I have my directory server running. I have some sample resources in that. I can use those resources to connect some cloud applications. Okay, but before doing that, normally when we bind, this is a keyword that we usually use if we need to connect. If we need to use to make a cloud application to connect to an LDAP server, we use this technical word bind. So to bind it, we don't really use an account that has full administrative access. For example, the directory manager account has full administrative access. It can create new resources, can modify resources, it can even delete resources. So if we are allowing a cloud application to connect to the server, definitely, probably we don't want to that application to have such kind of privileges. Probably we just want them to have read-only privileges. So in order to do that, you can do it from the command line, use the LDAP modify command, and you use the directory manager account to connect to it. But and as from there, you will see here, I don't know if everybody can see this on the screen, but here I'm saying on this resource, people, DC, OSC, 39DS, and Hacklog DC in, that is on this people resource, I'm giving access to the user UID bind underscore user. So this particular user is going to get what I'm allowing. Here you can see I'm allowing read access. So this user, bind user, is going to only be able to read on the people resource. So all user accounts that I'm going to create are going to be stored in this people resource. And the bind user will be able to read all of those. Typically, a user can read only his or her account, not account, but resource. For example, if I create a resource called ish, I will be able to read only mine. All the attributes that are defined in my account, in my resource, I won't be able to read for another resource. But here, we are allowing this bind user to be able to read every resource that is under the under people. So now we have done that. This is something I wanted to say. If you want to just simply test it, you can spin a Nextcloud container and start fiddling around to see how you can use LDAP with Nextcloud. So once you have your Nextcloud running, what you have to do is you go in settings and you add a new app, and under disable apps you will see that there is LDAP user and group backend. Well, it's, since it is disabled, you just have to enable it, and you will be able to use LDAP with your Nextcloud. But before you do this, it's very important that you have the PHP LDAP library. So whether you're running Nextcloud on OpenSUSE or on any other Linux distribution, make sure that you have the PHP LDAP module enabled. Otherwise, this particular app in Nextcloud, you won't be able to enable it. Already, if you come here, the enable button will be grayed out, and it will say that you need to enable, not enable, you need to have the PHP LDAP module in order to have this particular app in the backend. Once that is set up, you go on settings and you click, if you scroll further down on the left side of the menu, there is somewhere it's called LDAP, and you click on that. On that, you will be able to do LDAP and Active Directory integration. So not only you will be able to use Nextcloud with LDAP authentication, an LDAP server that is running on another Linux machine, but you can also use Nextcloud and using this particular app to connect it to an Active Directory server. So here you have to specify the server and the port. Here, well, it's not very secure to just to simply use the 389 port because everything is encrypted. Typically, you would use the 686 port, but for the purpose of this test, for the demo, while I was preparing this presentation, I simply, you know, spent a container and I said, okay, I can use it over the 389 port. Oh, and typically, what you would also do is you will block all access to like on all the TCP UDP access to a server and allow only, for example, if you're going to allow access to the 389 port or 686 port, you will allow it to only certain IP addresses. That is, if you have your next cloud server running somewhere, maybe you are going to allow the inbound traffic on port 389 to that particular IP of the next cloud server. Not anyone from the internet will be able to query this port. And that is why when I had to use the Directory Studio to connect to the Directory server, what I did to the LDAP server, I instead I did not query directly, but I did an SSH tunnel because, like I said, typically you block this port. All right, so this is about the server. You provide the server address, the IP, the port address, and then you provide the bind user. So you have to specify it like this, provide the UID, provide the full DN of that server, of that resource, of that resource. And also you provide the base DN. All right, if something goes wrong here at the bottom of the page, it will say configuration incomplete. But since all of these settings are perfectly fine, this page actually auto-saves whenever you type something, the configuration, you're modifying it, it will auto-save that configuration. And it says that the configuration is okay. And if you continue, then it will, on the next screen, sorry, it's not here. On the next screen, you will be able to set the filter, the kind of filter that you want to have for the users. For example, if you're putting all the users in a specific group, let's say you create a group. A group actually is another resource. It's going to be something like OU equal to Nextcloud. And then in that group, particular group, you want to put a certain number of users. So all the users who are in that group will be able to access Nextcloud, and users who are not in that, of course, they won't be able. So in order to do that, when you click continue, you will be moved to the second part of the window here, of the configuration window, users, where you will be able to specify which of the query filter you want to have. And once that's done, you just click continue, you log out, and this time you log in with one of the users that you have created in your LDAP, on the LDAP server, you will be able to log in. And this is about Nextcloud, but a lot of cloud applications out there do have LDAP integration. For example, you have a RocketChat, before all of that, mail servers, if you're setting up a mail server, an IMAP server using DoveGuard, you're going to have running postfix to manage your mail server and everything. You can have Nextcloud, you can have LDAP implementation with that. Or if you're having a groupware installation using Sogo, again, with Sogo, you can have your LDAP configuration, LDAP implementation there, and it's going to work flawlessly. So just by having one LDAP server, you can have all these applications connected using the same authentication method. You create the account once on LDAP, and you can have Nextcloud, RocketChat, and your email servers, and your groupware users all using the same platform to log in. So that's it. Unfortunately, I'm not there. I'm not there to be able to do a proper demo about how to use this. But I really wanted to share this presentation and explain how people can use LDAP to connect all sorts of cloud applications that have an LDAP implementation. Thank you very much. If there are any questions about this implementation, I'm all ears. And sorry, folks, I'm not checking the main Sal stage. I'm in the Q&A for Sal channel. And I don't see any question in the chat. I don't have other people in the room there. If you have questions, if you're asking anything, maybe somebody could just put it in the chat here.